Okay, pretty much everyone's off school this week for half term. And I'm sure if your hands down again, I'm sure if you want to be doing things this week when you're off for some days off school, you'll not want much of this stuff falling on your heads. Here's our first slide this evening. You wouldn't want to see much of that, would you? Rain. Yes, you wouldn't want to see much rain. But imagine if it rains all week. 7 days rain, morning, afternoon, and night. The week after, it rains morning, afternoon, and night. The week after that, it rains morning, afternoon, and night. The week after, it rains morning, afternoon, and night. The week after, it rains morning, afternoon, and night. And then for another 5 days, it rains morning, afternoon, and night. 40 days in a row, non-stop, endless, heavy, cats and dogs, rain. Would you like that? No, you wouldn't. You'd be tired of the rain. You'd be saying, oh, this is awful. When's it ever going to stop raining? Well, it once did rain like that. Water fell from the sky. Water came up from under the ground. Rivers burst their banks. The springs and the streams overflowed. And water, water, water was everywhere. The reason was this. Because God was sad that he had made the world. The world that God made was a good world when it started out. It was full of good things and beautiful things, but the people had gone bad. In their hearts, they had no time for God. All they thought about was working, eating, drinking, getting married, getting on in the world. They had no time for God. They were evil. They were wicked. They were sinful in their hearts. And God was really, really sorry. Really, really sorry that he had made mankind. You know the way sometimes you get an apple and it's gone off? It's maybe been at the bottom of the fruit bowl. It's gone a bit black. It's a bit smelly. And you bite into it and you think, yuck. And you just put it into the bin. When God looked at the world and he saw the way the hearts of the people had gone, he went, yuck, this place is awful. I'm really sorry that I have made men and women. There's bullying, there's stealing, there's cheating, there's people hurting one another, they're even killing one another. The place has gone off. It meant that the people were supposed to be like God, but they'd gone their own way, and they'd just done their own thing, and things were really, really bad. And that's why it was going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights. The whole place was going to be flooded. That's what the people deserved. And everybody was going to be lost. That's how bad things were. But we've just been singing about one man, and here's his picture coming up. Second picture. What do you think his name was? Noah. Okay. His name was Noah. And Noah was a good man. Noah was somebody, we're told, who was right with God. He had a good reputation. He walked with God. He believed in the true and in the living God. And he lived for God. He just didn't say he believed in God. He lived God's way. So God said to Noah, he had found grace in God's eyes. So God said to him, Noah, I want you to build an ark, a very, very large boat. Made of wood. It was to have rooms. It was to have a door in the side. It was to have 3 decks. It was to be covered in tar to keep out the water. And Noah was to go into the ark with his wife, with his 3 sons, and their 3 wives, and animals from every kind across the earth. And anybody else that wanted to go could go in as well. So Noah started to build. And this is somebody's guess at what it must have looked like. Remember, it wasn't raining yet. The flood would come, but it wasn't raining yet whenever God told him to build the ark. Trees had to be cut down. Workmen had to be called in to help with the task. And Noah was building this ark for year after year after year with the help of others, nailing in nails and putting up wood and whatever else needed to be done. And people must have said to Noah, why are you building a boat? Why are you building a boat? There's no need of a boat here. Why such a big boat? What are you doing, Noah? So Noah, next picture, Noah preached to the people and he said, there's going to be rain that's going to flood the earth. And you see the guy in the red, what do you think the guy in the red's doing? Yeah, laughing. Noah, we're told, was a preacher. He preached and he said, there's going to be a flood. Everybody's going to be destroyed. You need to get into the boat. If you don't get into the boat, you're going to be lost. God has seen how bad the world is, and it's all going to be flooded. And the guy in the red is laughing. You see the guy in the green with his arms crossed? Do you know what he's saying? What do you think he might be saying? Anybody have a guess? Yeah? Yeah, it's not going to happen. I don't believe that. That's never going to happen. There's never been a flood like that around here. We don't believe you, Noah. So Noah preached as he was building the boat. Some people laughed. Some people said, we don't believe it. Don't be silly, Noah. They probably said, nothing like that's ever happened around here. But Noah was preaching God's judgment because the hearts of the people were so evil. Cheating and bullying and stealing and hitting one another and hurting one another. On and on it went. And the people said, just like people today, God's judgment, we don't believe in that. We don't want to hear about that. What a laugh. And such a thing will never happen to us. And then the day came when the boat was ready. And we'll go back to the picture of the boat again. And Noah went into the ark, his wife, his three sons, their three wives, and all the animals. Noah had done everything that God had told him to do. Really important to do everything God tells you to do. And after they were all safely on board, next slide, God, look at the door closing. God closed the door. What animals can you see behind Noah there in that picture? Yep. Gail? Pardon? There's a kangaroo. Who said elephant? Yep, there's an elephant. Good boy. Anybody else see any other animals? A koala. Okay, we'll take a koala. Anybody else see anything else? Yeah? No? You? Pardon? A bear. You said a hippo. A hippo, yeah. And a kangaroo. Okay. And the door is closed. God closes the door behind Noah, his three sons, and their three wives, and all the animals, and the rain begins to fall. And as I said at the start, it fell. And it fell, and it fell, and it fell for 40 days and 40 nights. The water started to come up from under the ground. It started to fall from out of the air. And as the rain came down, the boat began to go up. Do you ever think about that? The boat was built on the ground, but as the rain came down, the boat began to go up. And Noah and the seven others on board the boat were saved. The flood lasted 150 days. Next slide. And there it is. Look at that sea. Would you want to be in a sea like that? Going to Scotland, would you? You might. You might. It might be more fun than a flat sea. But there he is for 150 days at sea. 150 days. Nearly half a year at sea. And it was no cruise. All those animals, it must have been smelly. All those animals that needed cared for and whatever else, but the water, the storm, the sense of being cooped up all together for all of that time. But God says, Genesis chapter 8, verse 1, remembered Noah. God remembered Noah. God didn't forget him. And after all that time and all the people were lost, God sent a wind, and the wind began to dry up the waters. If your mommy puts out washing on the washing line, she hopes there'll be a good drying wind that'll dry the clothes quickly. Well, the wind began to dry, and the waters began to blow, and the waters began to dry up. And eventually, as the waters began to disappear, the boat settled. It settled on the ground that had begun to appear again. And Noah sent out a bird. Anybody know the first bird he sent out? The first bird? Yeah. Pardon? Not a dove. That was the second bird. What was the first bird? Yeah. The dove was the second bird, but there was one went out first. Lewis? A crow or a raven. Yeah, a blackbird went out first. Then it was a dove went out. It came back with nothing, but he sent out a third time the dove, and it came back with an olive leaf in its beak. Things were growing again. There was life. Things were getting dry until the day when the eight people and all the animals were able to come out of the ark. And Noah, what did Noah do? Noah built an altar, and Noah worshipped God. That God had spared the people. God had saved him and his family. And he thanked God, and God smelled the offering that Noah had offered to him, and God was pleased with it. And God made Noah a promise, and here's the next slide. What's that? A rainbow. Yeah, we love rainbows. We love to look at a rainbow. We love to draw a rainbow. The rainbow tells us, God gave this sign to Noah, the rainbow, that God had kept his word, that God would be true, that God would be faithful. The sign of the rainbow says, never again will the earth be destroyed by a flood. That's what God said. Never again will there be a flood that will kill all the people. And since that day to this, God has kept his word. God always tells the truth. And every time you see a rainbow, you should say to yourself, God. Before Noah, there were never any rainbows in the sky. But after the flood, that was the first time the rainbow appeared. And it says to us, God. God is true. God keeps his word. God always tells the truth and keeps his promises. And every time you see a rainbow, remember God. And what about us as we finish this evening? People's hearts in Noah's time were evil, and they were lost. They had to go under the boat, and they thought Noah was silly. They thought they wouldn't suffer, but they did. Now, we don't have an ark of wood, but to save you and me, next slide, God sent his son, Jesus, into the world. And in this picture, the man is pointing us to the cross of Jesus. And in the reading that Danny read earlier on in Revelation chapter 4, Jesus is sitting on the throne, and around the throne is a rainbow. Around the throne is a rainbow, because God had promised a Savior in the Old Testament. Jesus came. God said he would be a suffering Savior, and Jesus died on the cross for our sins. God always keeps his word. We don't go to an ark today. We go to the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's our safe place, and that's where you and I are saved. The question is, have we come to Jesus? The people had to come to the ark and put their faith into him. The people said no, and so they weren't saved. But Noah and his sons came to the ark, and they were saved. And for those who come to Jesus, and for those who realize their hearts are evil, they've got a problem in their hearts. Their hearts are bad. And which of us looks in their own hearts and says, oh, I've got a really good heart? Our hearts are bad. We need somebody to change us. We need somebody to help us and make us people who will please God. And Jesus is that one. Paul said, the life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Jesus gave his life so that you and I could be safe forever and ever and ever. But we've got to go to the cross and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we will be saved. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the rainbow that tells us that you are God, that you tell the truth, and that you can be trusted. We thank you, Father, that in Jesus we find a safe place. We thank you that in Jesus we are saved from our sins, from our bad hearts. And we thank you, Father, for how he is today, the ark, not of wood, but that he is our ark. And Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. Continue with us, we pray, Lord, in this service. Help us to trust him with our lives, to put our lives into his hands, and to know that he will always watch over us, always love us, always care for us. And we thank you and praise you for that. Hear us, Lord, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.